Good day, folks. I'd like to welcome you to another edition of the Rodeo Report on RiverCountry.fm. I'm Hoss Lowe. This is the first Canadian championship for Richmond Champion of Dublin, Texas in the bareback event. In the first round, he was 80.5 points on Northcott Max's Happy Hooker. In round two, he was 87.25 points on Calgary Stampede's Trail Dust. In round number three, he was 84.75 points on Bar C5 Rodeo's Blackstrap. And in round number four, he was 84.75 points on Outlaw Bucker's Buckwheat. In round number five, he was 82.75 points on Big Stone Rodeo's Mr. Major. And in round six, he was 88.25 points on Northcott Max's Stevie Nicks. And in the final round, he split first and second place with Oren Larson.
Hadn't set in yet. The week was anticlimactic. It just kind of just rolled along one draw at a time and made it work. It's kind of hard to sit there and watch Jake and Oren just start winning round after round. It kind of makes you rethink the game plan, but you can't. Just had to stick to it, and I knew I'd have an opportunity somewhere along the way, and Stevie Nicks today gave me that opportunity, and everybody showed up today. That was one of the best bareback ridings I've seen in a long time, and to be able to tie Oren for the lead in the round, and it'd be enough to keep me away from them for the title is awesome.
Richmond will be heading to Las Vegas for the Wrangler World Finals in 4 weeks, and he will use the momentum of his win here at the CFR to try and win a world title in December. And after CFR at 45, he finished the Canadian season with over $77,000.
Well, I've gone hard. We're going to go get the world title here in a month. But it's great momentum. Most guys don't have a finals other than a circuit finals to go compete at, and most of these horses are going to Vegas, and a good chunk of the guys are too, so it's kind of an awesome little warm-up and a little treasure in the north, and then go down there, and you've been on these horses, you're tuned up, and you've had just enough time to rest, and you can go put 10 days in and hopefully walk out of there with a gold buckle.
In the saddle, Bronc Clay Elliott of Natton rode Bar C5 Rodeo's Northern Lights for 86.75 points in round one. He bucked off of Franklin Rodeo's Evening Mist in round number two. And in round three, he was 83.25 points on Calgary Stampede's Accidental Warrior. In round four, he was 83 points on Calgary Stampede's Timely Delivery. And in round five, he was 82.25 points on Bold Rodeo's Stack 'Em Up. And in the final round, he was 86.25 points on Bar C5 Rodeo's High Valley.
Well, the first horse I had drawn is a horse called Black Hills at C5, and I've been on that horse before, and he's a really good horse, like a big black son of a gun, and he really bucks, and I was excited to have him. And in the back, loading up chute, something was wrong, and he didn't like it, and he jumped up and turned around, and he kind of landed on my saddle, so I wasn't sure if he had broke my saddle. So in the process, I had Isaac Diaz's saddle ready to go with proper lengths and so on to get on my re-ride, my first re-ride, which was Banshee of Warden Mox's, and then another really good horse. I kind of had grouped for that horse to come here to the Canadian Finals, so it was pretty exciting little few minutes, but turns out that my saddle wasn't broke, and I did ride my own saddle on Banshee, and he was a really good horse. And I'd never been on him before, and he's really strong and really gets high in the air. And he kind of come into the fence, and he took a few kind of dead jumps off the fence, and the judges didn't. I thought he was a bucking son of a gun, but the judges didn't think so. And so then, therefore, I wind up getting on a re-ride. And take a step back, my get-off on Banshee just wasn't the most graceful, but I didn't get hurt anyways. And then so my third horse was a horse called High Valley of C5s, and I know he's a good horse. He bucked me off in Pinoca this year. And then I had a chance to get on him in Edmonton as well, and I ended up winning Edmonton on him. So I knew I had a chance to win the round here when I knew that was my final horse that I had a chance to get on. And they were saying that I guess I didn't really need to take my third re-ride. I guess my first score would have been good enough, but I didn't want to turn down a chance to get on that High Valley horse because I knew he was a good son of a gun, and he was. He's a nice big bay horse that's quite strong. He's a really big horse and really gets high in the air and just kind of hangs in the air, and I get along with him really good. He's with my long legs, we seem to mesh well.
Clay will also be headed to Las Vegas in 4 weeks to compete at the Wrangler National Finals. And with his win at CFR 45, He'll be looking forward to the competition in December. He ended the Canadian season with over $82,000 and a second Canadian title.
It does, you know, I said I got 10 bucking some again down there in Las Vegas, and a lot of these horses that are here at the Canadian Finals are going to make that same trek to Las Vegas. So being able to succeed on these horses here, I know for a fact that I can succeed on the same horses in Vegas here in a few weeks. So I'm very, very excited and confident all the time.
And that's it for another edition of the Rodeo Report on RiverCountry.fm. But remember, folks, an unknown author once said, many small people do many small things that alter the world. I'm Hoss Flo. Have a great day.